Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And we welcome all of you to our show today, callers and listeners. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to be discussing intuition versus psychic energy, but first, I want to invite everybody to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked right here on our Blog Talk Radio profile. Callers that are in the queue, we're going to be getting to shortly, but we do our discussion normally, barring any changes at the beginning of the show, which is exactly what's going to be happening today. 914-338-0164 is our call-in number for our listeners. And please press 1 if you'd like to speak to Neil or me. 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show for further conversation than the radio show can accommodate. Generally, we allow one question per caller, so keep that in mind when you're posing your question to us later on. And I think that's it.
That's it, huh?
That's okay. It. So intuition and psychic energy, definitely different things.
Well, they are different. That's true.
Different and connected.
They're different and they're somewhat connected. I mean, when you consider that intuition is the ability to somewhat acquire knowledge without proof or evidence, then we get into the area still of being psychic, but intuition comes more from, I guess you would say, more of a
gut,
of an instinct or
a gut feeling.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the third chakra when we're talking about intuition. But interestingly enough, the sixth chakra, which is connected to psychic energy, is also called the third eye. So there's that connective tissue there.
Yeah. The reason we say gut feeling is because in the womb, our gut, we're connected to the umbilical cord. So we receive energy from without, if you will, through the navel. And so our first elements of crude organic feeling or instinct or energy, whatever you want to call it, comes through the stomach. So that's why you contemplate the navel, gut feeling, and the intuition, of course, that energy starts to feed the brain slowly forming. So there's a connection between those two energies. Now, intuition comes from that zone. Intuition basically comes from the stomach area. And that's where we get a lot of our intuition. But that chakra, that third chakra, is still very important to the element of our being. So in the rationale of our chakra system, when you're using intuition, you're basically dealing with energy from within that the person is gathering in order to even be intuitive. So you're gathering it from within. Yes, it's true. It might be coming from outside sources because we have that interpersonal relationship with the world. But nonetheless, our energies come from within. Intuition differs from being psychic in the form that psychic leaves the body.
Right. So it comes from without. It's
yeah.
Not a gut instinct.
No.
It's not primitive. It's the higher consciousness, higher brain.
They can both have wonderful results, and they can both arrive at the same place. But intuition doesn't have the solidity, doesn't have that solid energy when it is effective in terms of it being psychic. Psychic energy is a lot more effective when it is working than intuition, because psychic energy comes from the psyche, the brain, the mind, the third eye. And that energy comes not so much from within, but from without. So energy coming from without is given a different terminology now, because that's where psychics receive information and messages and visions. Now we're being psychic. We're not being intuitive.
So are we talking about psychic information that's coming in from an unknown source, or the energy of the external field being read, or are the information that guides and spirits impart to us, those all fall under the headings of psychic energy, yeah. And they come from different sources.
Yeah.
Right?
They can come from different sources. They can come from simply reading an energy field, to listening to a spirit, to having the vision of the future or the past or something currently happening in the present. But they involve more or less the astral body. And so the astral body is a terminology more connected to the psychic phenomena than the intuitive phenomena. They're both somewhat irrational. We're not talking about something being rational here after all. We're talking about the unconsciousness and the more or less the intuitive types that move into the element of feeling something that necessarily isn't concretely there. So we're still dealing with somewhat of abstractions. Now, when people say, well, I'm intuitive, that means that they have a feel for things.
And often a sense of accuracy for what they have a feel for. So
yeah.
There can be accuracy with intuition. Just want to state that.
Yeah. And you know, intuition, a soldier can be intuitive because he can make fast decisions and he can be intuitive in the battlefield. The intuition is knowledge beforehand. It's knowledge beforehand, which comes into the element of the more of the base impulses. The will to survive, to know where there's danger, to know where there's water, the instinctual energy that blend into the magical realism of our being. And that comes within the content of our body, of our soul, of our ability to penetrate through the physical realm. And that can be done. I mean, you don't have to be psychic to be intuitive, because they are different things. Like we said, even though intuition gets more into the element of acute instinct. Now, you can have the gift of intuition.
Right. So go ahead.
But
I'm sorry.
When you get into the idea of being psychic, well, now we're dealing with a whole different cast of characters.
Right. So do you think that those that are more intuitive, more inclined towards having a high sense of intuition, are going to be easier, or it's going to be easier for them to develop their psychic skills, or are they really in such separate classes that one does not really have to do with the other?
Well, it all depends. I mean, we're dealing with pre-conscious activity here. And when you're talking about pre-consciousness, what is coming before the element of real consciousness, where then we had get into more esoteric terms about the soul and the spirit and how advanced the human being is. I mean, Al Capone could have been intuitive as opposed to some Buddha figure. So being intuitive doesn't necessarily correct itself or link itself to morality or ethics. Being intuitive can be, and for that matter, being psychic can be on the light or dark side, if we use that terminology. So there is an element that is involved in the evolution of the soul and the being and the consciousness of the person as to how they handle these things. But definitely, usually intuitiveness is a step towards being psychic, because you can say, you know, I have a feeling about something. But a psychic will say, I have a feeling about something, and Joe will come in with six roses in his hands. Now that's psychic.
That's psychic, exactly.
Having a specific feeling that information.
That,
well, I think I have my intuitive feeling is that you're going to be meeting somebody. That's more intuitive. Psychic will be more
specific about the details. And the information comes in differently. As I've noticed in my development of psychic ability, it differs from intuition that there really is a gut feeling associated with that intuition. There's a physical sensation. And with psychic information, it seems to just come in with no physical sensation.
Well,
it comes from nowhere.
The activation of the third eye can get to such an intense level of activity that it can receive psychic energy. So the matter of being a psychic has something to do with the development of the third eye. Intuition has more development of the gut energy, as we talked about, which still has the consciousness. There is still consciousness in our gut. So, and there's got to be. But when we get into the element of the third eye and we get more mystical in nature, mysticism, supernaturalism, that kind of element, where we start to even see things. I mean, you don't say, I'm very intuitive, I just saw a ghost pass by. You say, I'm very psychic. So the psychic dialogue has a whole different set of standards than the intuitive.
Right. And I think it's possible to be a psychic, to be able to get psychic information, names, dates perhaps, specifics about an individual, but a psychic isn't always necessarily in communication with angels and spirits. I really don't think so. I'm sorry to state this fact.
Well,
and it's many people say that they're talking to spirits and angels and guides, but the communication of spirits and angels and guides is not generally done in a clear form. There's coded messages. If you're communicating with spirits, they speak in code, and those codes can be very difficult to interpret. I know you've studied years the symbolism of codes and meaning of codes. So being able to interpret information that's coming from an angel and a guide isn't so easy. It's not always specific.
No, it isn't. I mean, sometimes I really struggle with the codes, but I've learned to accept codes that sometimes angels and guides and spirits won't always talk directly in concrete language. And sometimes they do talk in code, or they talk in rhyme or riddle or parable. They give clues. I mean, it just happens. You're dealing with vibration after all. I mean, you can't look at a spirit or a ghost or an angel and say, hey, let me open up your mouth. Let me take a look at your tongue. They don't have tongues. The idea of even speaking in tongues is mystical, because the idea of speaking in tongues is the high level of verbal communication. But what it does is it starts to approach the idea that you don't really speak in a human tongue energy. You talk in an astral energy. And that is why it's hard to translate. So when people usually speak in tongues, we can understand them. And even the Bible will say you need interpreters.
Right.
So everything, the higher you go, the more symbolic and the more unapproachable the language is in its initial stages. That doesn't have anything to do with intuition. That's the psychic element that is more in one's discriminating mind in terms of how you unravel a language from a different universe or a different realm. Intuition is more involved in feeling translated to a thought. So there's a different element there, if you will. And for those of you who are listening, interested, I mean, we all basically have some level of intuition. It may not always work for us. It may get us into trouble. But we all have that basic element within us, because we all went through the womb and we all got fed through the umbilical cord and we all received and got energized and nourished, which leads to being intuitive. Now, some are more developed than others. Psychicness, whole different story, a whole different approach. It's a specialized energy.
Right. And some of us will come more into the body as having those abilities as well.
Yeah. And then
they have to be further developed and refined as time moves
you have
forward.
To, well,
I mean,
you use
this
the reason.
Doesn't just you don't just become psychic and there you are without any work or development. It takes study,
well,
knowledge, which we're going to talk about on a future show.
Knowledge and maturity. I mean, you have to be able to apply reason to being psychic. A lot of people will just say, we'll just shout out things, but they lack the ability to interpret what they're saying or to put it into a context. But I've heard many psychics talk reasonably about their gift. And when they receive psychic information, they seem to process it in such a way that the value of the information is just not an assemblage of saying something and somebody goes, oh, yes, yes, that's true. Well, it can't stop there. There's got to be a broader theater of language that provides guidance and information. That's what it's all about in terms of being psychic. It has to come with information.
Okay, and we can discuss this more on Friday, but we're going to take some calls now, Neil. So let me bring on our first 805. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. Gosh, we can't
How
hear
are you.
You
guys? Oh, you can? Is this better?
It's really, I don't know what's going on with the volume.
Huh.
Try talking again.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. How's it going, Cheryl?
Oh, good. Thank you. I love this topic. Great topic.
Oh, thank you. Let me just give your birth
date
to Neil. 7766, she's a 36-9. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my single question would be, do you feel like it's a good time for me to acquire, another property at this time?
Okay, and do you remember Cheryl, Neil? Cheryl is, you talked to her privately, and she's got some real estate investments, right?
Right. And I just didn't know if you see that, that it's a good thing.
Well, I think what's interesting about your particular energy, Cheryl, is that you're 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at your master number of 36, 36 from 50 is 14 years.
Which is her karma.
Which is your 7 plus 7, which is 14. Now, What happens with that really when you get into an analytical phase in terms of the first chakra, which is about the buying of property, acquiring property? What it really means is that right now is the time to buy, in my estimation, because if you connect to property, ideally speaking, you're going to connect to something that has karma in it. But karma for you has a nice quality of seventh energy, repeated. What that really means is that on the seventh level of the chakra system, spirituality, well, in your in past life-wise, you've skipped a couple of issues regarding spirituality, so it's repeated in your karma twice. Now, what that really means is that you've come back to deal with the karma of spirituality. And once assuming that, when we talk about spirituality, then there's the process of transcending through spirituality. Now, some of that might have to do with property, because you are also, like we said, earthbound. So to answer your question, aside from all of this other talk, to directly answer your question, yes, now would be a good time for you to buy property. But what you got to consider, Cheryl, is what is the karmic quality of that property? In other words, you don't want to buy a property that belongs to you but has bad karma as much as you want to buy a property that belongs to you that has good karma, if we use that terminology loosely. So, some of the number systems of the property would have to apply the amount of the energy.
Can we get that information, Cheryl? Do you have an address? You don't just the number, not the street.
Yeah, I believe 14423.
Okay. We don't want to give the street address.
Well,
that's too much private information.
Yeah. But you see, 14 is the 14.
14.
And so we are
It's already 14. The whole number comes to a 14, actually. 8, 9,
yeah.
and 5. It's 14.
So it all comes to 14. Now, is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Why, when I'm talking about 7, 7, 14, 14 years, 36 from 50,
mm-hmm.
50, 14, 7, 7, 14, and then you give me an address not only where that starts with 14, but all together comes 14. This is what I mean about psychic information manifesting into a concrete reality.
Oh, so it's 1443, but still you have the same thing there. 1443.
Well, did you say 1-4-4-2-3 or 1-4-4-3?
Right. Well, that's what I did is I pulled up the text from talking to the agent in 1-4-4-3.
Oh, okay. So it is 1-4-4-3. The 2 was superfluous, but weird. I mean, the 14 is still there, but it's strange that she would add that 2.
Yeah.
When
slip of the tongue. Something weird in there. Okay. Maybe slip of the tongue.
So that's a 12-3.
To the other accurate
which is in her 66,
what
by the way.
But see here again. We get the 14, right? And then 4 and 3 is 7, which brings up the theme of 7 in your life.
And it's also, it comes to a 12-3, which is her combined year without the century.
Yeah.
4 and 4 and 1.
Well,
9, 10, 11, 12.
It all fits. It all kind of still fits in our arithmetic rule.
Do we want to cut the cost of the home? Is that something you can share with us, Cheryl?
Anything. What do you want to know about it?
How much does this home sell for?
Well, it was weird because we were in a final and best last night, and I'm like, gosh, should I go for this? I think someone might have passed away, and this is like maybe someone inherited it. But I went in like at 160, and they rejected it, but somebody else put in an offer, and so they said highest and best. And so using numbers, I went in at 165,110. Okay, so 165,110.
That's a 14.
Yeah, and I took the 10 because 10 is like a special number because it's my dad. My dad was born 10-10. I'm 7-7, so I always kind of throw tens into what I do.
Yeah, you're still dealing with 14. I mean, the magnet's going to bring us back to 14 continuously, or 14 or 7 or something like that. So you're dealing with that. Now, what that sets the stage, Cheryl, is that it gives us a good basis for it being a karmic psychic situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where it goes from there. There may be elements that are challenging. There may be contingencies, obstacles, but it's still running on a psychic momentum. There's something about this that's vibrating in the astral realm about this property and why you're involved in it. What we want to make sure, and I don't have the time or the resources to go into this on the radio, but the question would be, what kind of obstacles would be in the way of this given situation as it stands? That's what the process would be, because we don't know that yet. There may be something that might be in your safety zone to avoid it, or there may be something that would assuredly get you the property. That would have to be determined
in a further conversation
on the next page.
Yeah. But it's a good start, Cheryl.
Okay. So I'm going to focus on 7 and 14s or that kind of combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. And, let us know how it progresses. And also thank you for you sent someone our way. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. And it just as you were going on there and I was going through email because I miss it, I brought a few other people that I know are, you know, in the same system, belief system that would like this. So, yeah. Getting the word out. I love his work. That was a really spot on, you know, matter of fact, discussing my appointment or, you know, my phone with him, my
mm-hmm.
phone appointment.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends said that is like the most accurate person that you've ever described. So it went good. You know, it's quick and he puts out a lot of information and we'll be doing it again. So
we appreciate that.
I love your guys' work. Great.
Thank
hey,
you.
In one day, tell us your story. I know you have it on Facebook, but how you met and the karmic numbers matching, maybe for another show. go into
oh,
that.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Okay.
Okay, we will do that and definitely
all
put
right.
you on the invite list for that one. Thank you so
great.
Much, Cheryl.
You guys have a great day. Thank you again.
You too. Take care, Cheryl.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, let's bring on our next caller, 630.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Mia?
Yes, this is she. I'm calling back because I got the job that you told me I would get last week.
You got it. So Mia called
I
last
did,
week.
I did, and it
job.
Was at the hospital that you mentioned was the 20 minutes away. I was hoping to get the one 5 minutes away, but I got the one that you said I would.
Wow. Wait, so which, say that again, repeat that, because it's, we're having a problem with volume today.
Well, there were two hospitals that are
right, there was
minutes.
One within like a 10-minute or 5-minute radius, but then there was a second hospital
yes,
that you applied
yes,
at that was
yes.
further out?
And then, yeah, and then the one that's further out, that's the one that you said I would get, and that's the one that I got.
The further out hospital job. So mm-hmm. she called on the 17th, 8/17, which was Wednesday. A week ago, exactly. And then
yeah,
you got the job.
A week ago, right, and I called.
That's fantastic. Great.
Yes. Yeah, so it was more like a meet and greet type of interview. And I will be hearing something from HR with details. I don't even have details about the job.
She doesn't have details about the job. So
And I will start in September. You told me I will start September 10th. So because I don't have the details, it's in September.
It's in September. So is there anything specific you're seeking from the job that you want help with today on the air? Like, you know, I don't know if we can
like,
work with that.
Like,
you
move faster with the employment
oh,
process?
Oh, you wanted to move faster? With the employment,
yes.
so she,
I'm just
you need
so
work
anxious to hear
sooner.
From HR.
Huh.
Well, September 10th is
I mean,
only,
it's not that far away.
2 weeks away, more or less. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. You know, I don't know, Mia, if psychically we can move things. The fact that we got this far, it's like I don't want to touch too much. You know,
mm-hmm. I just haven't. I don't even have the exact date because my interview was a meet and greet. It's around September something. It's this department. Right now, HR has the details of exactly is it September 10th and what's my pay, which. I don't know yet.
Well,
but
the only thing...
I'm just waiting for HR to call.
Mia, the thing that I coming through to me is that there may be a possibility that they're eager to, that they don't want to, they may be understaffed, they need work, whatever, but I'm getting a vibe that there's some kind of urgency on their part as well. So that might be the compelling factor that will rush this job in rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, as a strange, bizarre question. In your home where you live, do you ever keep a window ajar for any reason?
I have a flower vase. Is that That's like a jar.
A flower vase?
No. A window ajar.
A window ajar.
No, not a window
oh.
jar. A window in a jar.
Like an open window.
No. It's air conditioned all the time.
Okay.
Oh, lucky you.
Air conditioned all the time. Okay, so what I'm getting is an esoteric symbol about a window being open.
Opened.
Which might mean that there might be something that's hearing you to rush this along. So it's not a literal window. It's a kind of symbolic impression I'm getting that a window is being opened.
The window of
and
opportunity.
That may rush in. Yeah, something like that. So something may come in sooner. It might be September 3rd.
Mm.
you know, well, let's wait and see. I don't, you know, mm-hmm. we have to wait and see.
I do have an interview on August 30th, but that one is out of town. So if I get this job, I would like to cancel that interview altogether and not drive 6 hours.
Well, you know, we're on the 24th now. You know, the only thing that I could assume that might be something I might think about as a possibility is that you're here by the 26th of August, by Friday.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't, you know, it's an attempt to induce some kind of psychic wave of energy mm-hmm. for you. So we'll just put it out.
HR was really busy. My interview was yesterday with the director of the department that I will be working for. And then she took me to HR to do the paperwork, but because HR was just really busy, and then HR will contact me later.
Well, then, I mean, the best we can do, Mia, is to work with the energy that we've been working with to try to figure out mm-hmm. how to maybe bring up even more than what we've got, which is enough. You got the job. And then we'll
mm-hmm. yes.
see what happens. So keep us posted.
Okay. And then in the meantime, my sister, she's just like, well, before you start working, you need to come visit me. And she's out of state. And so she's anxious for me to go out there. And I said, it has to be on hold for now because I don't have information from HR yet.
You know what? I don't want to ruin your sister's, intentions or plans or desire to see you, but my vibe is that waiting might be important right now. So wait. And then, you know, God willing, you'll have an appointment to see your sister. But right now, sit tight.
Okay, and let us know how it progresses, Mia. We've got to move on to other callers, but hopefully things will start moving a little faster for you.
Mm-hmm, yes. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I've got a jumbled caller list, but 561 is next. Then we have a private caller, and then 619. So three, right now, three are on deck here. Okay, 561, who's this?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Oh, hi, Lena. Lena, hi. I believe, is 28101, but I'm not sure if I'm remembering right. What's your birth date?
March 7th, 1962.
37
1962.
I did remember her birth date. Wow. Mm-hmm. Not her birth date, but 10/28/10/1.
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, what's going on, Lena?
Well, I wanted to see what about a new job coming up for me. I've been working part time since last November, and I'm just really, you know, searching for a full time position.
Okay. Are you working right now?
Yeah, I'm working part-time.
Part-time. Did you just say that? Did I not hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
All right.
Because I'm writing notes. What kind of work are you doing?
I work in property management.
Property management?
Property management.
Like apartment buildings or something like that?
Yeah, we do condos, apartments, stuff like that.
Okay, and you want a full-time job in that field?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're, let's see, 54 years old. Okay, so here's our challenge. I see some good things happening when you're 56. Okay, so that's not going to work for you right now, but keep that under your hat. Now, the idea of getting full-time work now, you have a 9 in your 1962 and you're 54 years old, so I'm dealing a little bit with code here. You see, when I go into you going full-time, I get a little bit of friction and obstacles. So I don't know there might be something that your life is going through right now that where the full-time energy quite isn't coming through. But I will say this, Lena, in 2 months, I'm seeing a change. So right now I'm moving it from 2 years to 2 months. That would put it around maybe even September, October, somewhere in there where I'm starting to see some full-time work. Is there anybody around you, or has there ever been anybody around you with the common name Michael or Ralph or Ralphie, something like that?
Yeah, I know a friend of mine, a guy that I used to see, his name is Mike.
Okay, so I'm going to use that little tidbit and move that energy validation, which it doesn't matter how it connects, it just made a validation. I'm going to move it over to where you're at. And you said that was an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, he's coming back around, which I really am not too happy about. I'm trying to get rid of him.
Okay, well, he's coming back around. Don't worry about this isn't a reading about Michael. This is a reading about you getting full-time work. I'm using Michael as a element, a symbol to get things to come around for you. Well, Michael's coming around. You don't want him. What we want is the full-time work to come around. So I'm using Michael as an energy force for the theme of something coming around for you, but on a positive level. So and because Michael came in, that means that you are in a little bit of a negative energy field. So the negative energy field has to be cleared up. And then if we clear that up, you should get full-time work. That may come naturally, organically in 2 months. Can we activate it before? Possibly. It's possible. But that would demand more work than the radio. The radio show is just showing me where we're at right now in all of this. But I will say that to answer your question, full-time work is coming. The question is when? Not 2 years, not 2 months, maybe 2 weeks. But when I get to the 2 week, 2 month zone, I'm seeing a little bit of friction. So that might be what has to be cleared up before we can get to that idea of immediate satisfaction.
Yeah, definitely makes sense at that time frame.
Okay, Lena. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you. And if you want to work further, 562-596-7818. But hopefully she'll get work sooner than later. Work questions today, financial and work so far. Let's see what our next caller has to ask.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, this is Aksha.
Hi, Aksha.
I'm calling from India.
Aksha.
Oh, I spell.
Can you spell? Aksha. I know you've spelled this for us before, but.
Yes. It's AKANKSHA.
AKANKSHA. KSHA. AKANK. Aksha. Okay, and your birth date again? You're from
India.
India. I thought so, but I.
Yes. It's 30/10/91.
10/30/91. And what's your question?
So I had asked you about a job shift, and you said it would be around my birthday. But I don't have any information from the place I have applied to. I've applied to London. So do you know when would they respond to me? And
so if I'll. Go ahead.
Yes, and if I can make the move this year.
Okay, so you're looking to move to London. When you called the radio show last, you were told that it was going to be around your birthday, because I know that on the birthday probably. It would be around the birthday, which is in October, and nothing has manifested yet, but we're in August.
Well, there's some talks that are on, but they haven't contacted me yet. I mean, I know that they're on there, so I just wanted to know when will they give me some information.
So there's been jobs, but there's not been further information about whether there's been hiring or not. And you want to move to London. What kind of work?
Oh, it's I'm a lawyer. I want to requalify as a lawyer over there.
Oh, you want to work as a lawyer in England. So you have to do, is there some kind of exam you have to take to?
At the end of the course, there's an exam, but it's a 2-year training.
Have you ever worked in any related field to the government, with any link to the government?
Some of my relatives are in the government.
What's that?
Some people I'm related to, they are in the government.
Some people you're related to are in the government.
People you're related to are in the government. So that's my link to helping you manifest this job to London, because people you know work in the government, and that's my psychic link at the moment to helping speed this up. Okay?
Yes.
And, you know, we don't know yet if that's going to work, but we know that there's a link set up to speed this up. Are you supposed to go there? I believe so. Is there a job waiting for you? I believe so. What we're talking about is manifesting the accurate location,
yes,
time zone, you know, getting it all into a concrete form. And
So
to me, when you were talking, I heard the word government. So I asked you the question. That's a form of validation for us, you see. So that's what I'm now building on, is that energy information being validated. I'm building that into the premise that you're going to be getting a job and being called to London, maybe even before your birth date. So we've got that zone going. I want to ask you something kind of real quickly, though. Is anybody in your family or in your history, did anybody have any stillbirths or any babies that died very young or during pregnancy?
Yes.
Yeah, who was that?
My mother.
Yeah. Well, lo and behold, that's another validation for me to work with. When I work with spirits and guides, they start feeding me this information. So that, to me, is another form that maybe we're being heard, and, well, we are being heard, but maybe something might manifest to help you get that job sooner than later. Well, we just have to wait and see, you know. There's so many things out there I can't control. I would love to, but I can't. But there's a link.
Yeah.
Then we can get something going for you.
Yeah, it's been a year since I've been waiting for the job. So I'm really, and I sort of think it's almost happened, but I'm not informed of it. So I'm just, you know, seeking some sort of validation on paper. I'm not questioning whether I go or not. I'm sure of that.
You're just wondering when and how it's going to transpire for you.
If it was just on paper, then I would have some peace of mind. So it's just the paperwork that I want to know about. I mean,
well, like Neil said, it, perhaps, you know, in this reading today, the short time we've had, there's going to be a possibility to manifest some change, which, you know, in our last caller, was it our last caller? Not our last caller, but the caller prior, Mia, she had a successful result with her interview. And definitely, I would say that that is partly due to the energy work that was done in the last course.
Yeah, you know, she'd been waiting a year, but you know, she's 24. That's her
karmic
age. So this year,
she's 24.
This is your karmic year. So you've been waiting a year, but you're still within the karmic journey up until the end of 24.
Which is
so
in October.
So that's probably why you've been waiting.
Delay.
According to the karmic code, you see, of your life.
Yes.
And then at 24, or at the tail end of 24, big changes. So we're so close to it that we're just about there. So hang on.
Yeah, and stay in touch with us, because we always like to hear the updates of the of our callers.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, we appreciate it. And I forgot today to invite everybody to, again, throughout the show, to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook and Twitter. We'd appreciate it if Akanksha did that, as well as our other callers. And our next caller is from 619. I believe that's kind of close to us here. Hello?
Is this me?
This is you.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, who's
it's
this?
It's April Greathouse. April Greathouse.
Oh, hi. Hi, hi. Do you remember April Greathouse?
Greathouse?
We shouldn't say, no. She's, what? I shouldn't say, we probably shouldn't be saying your last name on the air, but she's an old client.
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. Happy wedding and everything.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I love that you guys are available to us because Neil wasn't, before you, Kristen, Neil wasn't on social media or anything. And so
I know.
Oh, my gosh. And this is like, I got an email that you guys were on air. And it's one of those mornings, Neil, where I've been stuck.
Okay, April, can you talk right into the phone because it's really hard to hear. And let's get your birth date, too. So you're feeling stuck today.
No, I've been feeling stuck. And it's
you
really
have been feeling stuck, but today it's prompting you to call in. What's your birthday?
Well, the email came through.
That's great.
424-1966.
424-66. So you're the same year as Cheryl. 8, 9, 10, 20, 32, 5. Okay, so you've been feeling stuck, and you're
I've been feeling stagnant. I've been feeling like I'm just existing.
Oh, boy.
And I think a lot of it, of course, has to do with, you know, my age.
Yeah.
But there's something going on, and I've been meaning to call you guys, and I am just, I don't know, I can't take it.
Well, yeah, it's true that age can account for one's position in life and what they're going through. But, you know, if that were really the only element that we had to deal with, we could be in a very difficult position in life. So we have
right.
to assume that your age of 50 is not going to become a calcified, if you will, journey that you can't get through. The thing that I appreciate about your code system is that you have 4, 2, 4. Now 4 and 2 is 6, and again 2 and 4 is 6. So you actually have an element of 2 sixes in your month and day if you're looking at it that way. Now you have 2 sixes in your year. 6 is the third eye. So my calculation would be that by utilizing the third eye, we can break past this rut you're in, which might be constituted, I think it's kind of constituted by a rotten relationship that got in the way of your vision that shattered you. So I don't know, this could be going back as much as 7 years, but in the last 7 years, have you been affected by a relationship that broke up? That left you feeling rather devastated. Is that true or not?
Yes. That was the last time I saw you. It was in 2011.
Yeah.
I think that was it. And like
that,
you nailed it. Like you nailed
April,
that.
April, that's not from Neil's memory though. He's picking that up as a fresh vibe
because
you know what we're saying.
Like that was, I went to Neil in a private session and he picked up on all of that without even speaking. Like he just saw me. And he knew everything. And that's why I love Neil so much. And I needed his help and his guidance to push through that. So now that I feel like I pushed through that, there's some remnant stuff still there.
Well, we have to, that can be a little bit problematic. And that might be some of the rut that you're in. Maybe there's something that manifested and grew a little bit from those remnants. So what I'll visualize doing, I'm going to visualize just shattering them. But, you know, what comes in from the astral realm in this weird attempt that I'm doing are horses. Now, do you have any connection in this lifetime with horses?
Well, they're one of my spiritual animals. I love horses.
Oh, okay. So spiritual animal, and it was coming from a spiritual plane more than a concrete plane. So what?
Right.
Horses are very strange. They're in all kinds of symbolism. You know, Pegasus, the horseman of Revelation. I mean, horses are all over the place. So we're going to use this horse to usher in a clearance of energy to give clarity to your life so that we can get you out of this rut. So we're going to use this horse to help pull you out. Whether the horse pulls you out like you're caught in quicksand and they use a horse to pull you out of the quicksand like through a rope, or whether you leap onto the horse's back and fly into happiness due to the winged energy of this celestial creature, it doesn't matter. We're using mystical language. And the magic of it is that we want to manifest it into your physical world. I don't see any reason why we can't do that. Also, do you have any, at this moment, do you have any broken chairs or chairs in ill repair in your home, a bad chair, anything with a chair?
That's so weird because I actually have this teak chair in my house that I just put on its side.
That's it. She just put a chair on its side this morning.
Yeah.
On its side, and it's an outdoor chair. It's not an indoor chair.
That's okay.
But
we
I put it literally this morning.
We want to go out for lunch for
breath of fresh air.
The chair you put on your side is the actual validation that a spirit guide, an angel, has listened to our request today. They gave me that symbol to deal with, to bring in an obscure sense of validation that you're being heard. The chair on its side may have other symbolic meaning, but immediately it's just a form of, you know, how would I know that? Where would that come from? It comes from the idea that there's a prevailing spirit around you that offered me that information to help validate the premise that we're going to get you out of your rut.
Nice.
Okay, April, well, come back for a personal reading. You're so close.
I want to come and meet you guys. I'll do that in the next couple months.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet
you guys. I would love to meet you, Kristen.
That would be great.
And in the meantime, we'll put out energy. Chris and I often go into these conferences together where we work on people's energy away from the show. And so we'll go into that and see if we can break through anything further for you.
So there's nothing bad that this, of course, everything is doable. But this feeling that I have, it's like sand in my pants. So it's temporary, correct?
Yeah, it's temporary. It comes from the residual energy of some of it is composed of the relationship residual drama, some negativity. It comes a little bit from the compromising situation of your karma. There might be something associated with your own psyche regarding the age of 50 that's compounding and adding to your conflict. But I'm not worried. It's not concerning me as something deep rooted. It's almost approachable to just being eliminated. So, if we get into the dynamic of your psyche and some things, maybe there's something psychologically to clear up. That might be, the radio is not, unfortunately, we don't have so much time on the radio to dive into those valuable places. But nonetheless, I wouldn't worry too much, but the fact of bringing it up, that's the first step towards resolving it.
Nice. Thanks, you guys, so much.
You're very welcome, April. Talk to you soon.
Feel better. Bye,
Kristen. Good.
Bye, Neil.
Bye. So we're going to be ushering in calm and peace, not the apocalypse, with these horses.
Yeah.
For April.
Yeah, no, I don't want that big a load right now.
Okay. And we're just about out of time.
Okay.
So we are back on air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We thank all our callers and our listeners for joining us, and we will speak with you on Friday. Bye-bye.